Four question time here on 3D. A little bit of rain out here by the airport. Not sure in your area. Hope everybody's having a good day. It's been a fast show.
Yes,
man.
It has been.
Fast moving show.
Listen, when you're having fun, man, things tend to go fast.
Certainly, that has been the case, and Chicago has helped us.
Yeah. Thank you, Chicago.
Thank you. Didn't think I would ever say that, but thank you, Blackhawks, being very, very active during our show, and that has created a lot of discussion pieces. And, of course, the NHL draft is tonight, and as you heard, there'll be some special coverage from Chicago. Willie is in Chicago, and there'll be special coverage tonight from 8 until 10 o'clock. So you never know who they will have up their sleeve for tonight's show. So you're going to want to tune in for that. The Predators pick 30th in the first round. So who knows? Who knows if there's a deal struck, which we will talk about. And you never know who will stop by the show as well. But now this is where we sit back, mm-hmm. kick back, whatever you want to say, have a little fun.
Chill.
Finish on a light note and have four questions. If you're unfamiliar with how this works, we'll have a couple of sports questions and a couple of just potluck, just fun,
mm-hmm.
topical, could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Just going to get your take
something
on something.
Fun,
something about life
yeah.
that's fun. Well, actually, in the one case, it's not really, but we're going to find out
yeah.
where you stand on it. Because
exactly.
I don't think it was fun for the people involved, and we'll tell you more about that mm-hmm. in just a minute. But we'll have also some stuff to give away if you call in with in fact, the first person who calls in with some good answers and participates well, we'll give you something to do on Saturday. Tomorrow, we'll give you a pair of tickets to see the music of Led Zeppelin performed by the Nashville Symphony over at Ascend Amphitheater tomorrow night. But we'll do that with the first really good call. First good call that sticks out to us, Derek, we'll hook them up.
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's get going.
Number one.
Love deep voice guy. That was good. All right. A lot of you want to see the Predators strike a deal for Matt Duchene. We know they lost James Neal in the expansion draft on Wednesday night. Colorado seems to be very active in shopping Matt Duchene. The question is, if the price tag is giving up, and for the sake of this discussion, Matthias Ekholm, would you give up Matthias Ekholm for Matt Duchene? That's question one.
Straight up?
Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Ekholm. How old is Ekholm? He's 20 what?
5, 6.
25, 26. Duchene is around the same age.
And he's locked up too.
Yeah.
By the way.
Duchene, both of them are locked up, right?
Mm-hmm.
I guess it all comes down to how much of the contract you want to be locked up. You know?
Ekholm is 27. He just turned 27.
And Duchene is 23.
Six.
26. So it all depends on, I'm pretty sure Duchene's contract is bigger, right? I'm pretty sure his contract is bigger. So I'm just big on chemistry.
Duchene's 26.
Yeah. I'm just big on chemistry. And
he makes more money than Ekholm.
Yeah. I'm just big on chemistry. And it's not like Ekholm is some slouch. And I know Duchene is you know, really, really, really good score. I just can't mess with chemistry. So I'm keeping Ekholm.
You're a no.
Yeah, and people might, oh, what are you talking about? But there's one thing in sports that is hard to get. You can get a good player. You can get a great player every once in a while. Every team has a great player, I believe. It's chemistry. Every team doesn't have chemistry. And it's hard to build. So when you have it, don't mess with it. Don't.
I am a big fat no, for sure.
In the words.
And I don't have to really go on and on mm-hmm. about this because I've pretty much said it all day. If you have a hole, uh-huh. and right now the hole is getting somebody on the wing where James Neal played.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the case last Friday this time for James Neal over Cali Yarncroke when we were talking about the protected list.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, now it's his position for a top four defenseman, second line defenseman, to me, the bigger hole, the greater hole would be if you lost Ekholm mm-hmm. and filling that, because you're not going to be able to. So now you're not going to fill that.
Exactly.
There's going to be a significant drop-off. And yes, you have defensemen in the pipeline. They're not going to be ready next year. Okay? Mm-hmm. So if you slide them in there or slide them into your D core at all, there's going to be some real growing pains. Mm-hmm. They're in their window now. This is about winning now, not about the future. And someday, those guys, it'll be their time. It's not now. So there will be a significant drop-off if you were to lose Ekholm. You are not going to fill that void. They can work around and fill the James Neal void. Well, it's just, whether it's Duchesne mm-hmm. or somebody else, if they don't get Duchesne, they can still fill that spot. It is much easier to fill that void than if you lost Ekholm.
Well, it's just like the Penguins. And I know the Penguins won. They end up winning the Stanley Cup. But they were trying to fill holes with guys that just couldn't do it. Luckily, they had great players on their team. Luckily, Murray played fantastic in the net.
Yep.
But they were trying to substitute, and it wasn't working for the most part. And they knew it wasn't working. They were putting guys in that just couldn't get the job done.
They were able to overcome.
Yeah, they were just able to overcome. Maybe it was luckily they didn't have to go the whole season like that for them. You could possibly do it in the short term, but in the long term, it's hard to do.
It's just like LeBron. When you have a LeBron team, you can have deficiencies because when you have LeBron,
you can do it.
You can mask a lot of deficiencies.
So when you have Crosby.
You can mask some deficiencies. And then you throw in a Malkin and a Kessel, and you just keep going on.
Yeah.
Genzel, who was playing out of his mind in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Matt Murray in net. And you can mask some deficiencies. And that's what happened. Okay, so we're both a no.
Yep.
A big no.
In the words of Derek Mason, hex no.
Number two.
Which draft, it would help if I turn my mic on.
Exactly.
Which draft, since the NBA draft was last night, NHL draft is tonight, which draft would you like to attend? Let's say here, us at 102.5 The Game, we are giving you a VIP experience. A VIP experience.
Denied.
To any of the drafts.
Everything you want. Okay. I mean,
behind the scenes, the works.
Everything. Plane.
Everything you could
car
want.
Car there.
Yep.
Nice hotel. Everything.
The red carpet treatment. NFL draft. NHL draft. NBA draft. Major League Baseball draft. Which one would you want to be in attendance for?
And this is crazy, but I would, because I don't know anything about it that much anyway, obviously because of this season, I know a lot more the last 2 years, but hockey, I just would want to see how that whole process went down, because it's not like I've sat and watched a hockey draft. I haven't. I will tonight, but besides that, I don't know anything about that whole draft process. I know about basketball, watched it all my life. Know about football, watched it all my life, been a part of it. You know, baseball is just too long. I just can't do that. I would want to see how did it go? I would want to see that whole process. So I would say hockey.
Okay, since I was unable to attend the one here in 2003 because I had injured, not hurt, injured the night before, and I was supposed to be a part of the all-day broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
So since I missed that and I was looped up the next day.
Hey, you shouldn't try to be, you know.
Then my answer is what you
Jerry
said.
Jerry Rice.
Yeah. Let me tell you, dislocating your shoulder is not fun. I got mad props for Eddie George when he did that in the playoff game against the Ravens and came back.
Yeah.
I know he had help.
Oh, yeah. You didn't have
back,
no help.
No, I didn't have any. Well, I did when I got to the hospital. Yeah.
But you weren't going to finish that game.
No. No, because my shoulder was
pop it in on the ground. Willie, just pop it in.
No, that was so stupid.
Uh-huh.
They were trying to pop it back in, and that was so dumb.
I had that happen, and he popped it in right on the field.
Oh,
it hurts.
It hurts. So, since I missed 2003 due to horrific flag football injury, representing radio station.
Oh, my goodness.
My answer is going to be the NHL. Huh? And we need to get it back here, by the way, so we can fulfill that.
Exactly.
So two votes for the NHL.
NHL for me, too. Three.
All right.
Number three.
All right, this is the one that's kind of weird. Okay, most of you, I would say, are from if you heard of Kat Deely. Mm-hmm. She's an actress, model.
A little bit of everything.
Yeah, a little bit of everything. That's the best way to describe it.
Television host.
This happened several months ago, but I put it down to say when we get into four questions, mm-hmm. we've got to do this. So she went to a really hip, you know, popular Los Angeles restaurant. Mm-hmm. And she had a bad experience. And she didn't, like most, just deal with it and maybe tell your friends and family or just say, well, I won't ever go back there again. She decided to let the world in on mm-hmm. her bad experience, and she took it to Twitter. And the restaurant was called Tom George Restaurant in Los Angeles. And she started tweeting out, this is the worst food, the worst manager, their manager's a moron. Then she tweets out a picture of the restaurant and says, this is the most disgusting restaurant, terribly run by a manager who can only be described as an amateur. Avoid at all cost. Hashtag Tom George. And she goes on and on. And when she got the bill, they comped almost $125 worth of food.
So basically they made her just pay for her drink.
It was a lunch. Yeah. And it was a $200 bill. They gave her $125 off with taxes and everything. It was like an $83 bill.
All drinks.
And she left, yes. So they comped all of her food. Mm-hmm. She left a zero tip. And, of course, she took mm-hmm. pictures, or she did not take pictures. She left a zero tip. Then the server tweeted at her, took pictures of mm-hmm. her zero tip, and said, at Kat Deely, Kat, as your server at Tom George, I am hurt by your response to free food. I gave you respect, and I served you with love. And, of course, she got just hammered mm-hmm. on Twitter for this. So the question is, I think if anybody has ever had a dining experience, if you've been out to eat more than, you know, a handful of times in your life, you've had a bad experience. Okay, if you've been on this earth longer than 5 minutes, you've probably had a bad dining experience. Mm-hmm. Have you ever left a zero tip?
I'm trying to think back. I'm not going to say I've never left a zero tip because then I have to go through all my dinners, and that's impossible. But here's the case. Here's the thing. I've been in that situation right there where the food hadn't been good, them not bringing out your food in a timely manner, and then you asking a waiter, and the waiter comes back and say, I'm so sorry, you know, they didn't put in order. The whole night, just kind of like this. And the owner has come, and it was a restaurant here, and this was recently. This was maybe a month ago. The manager or whatnot came to us and said, listen, I'm sorry. What I do is I comp your food and everything else. And they still sent the food out, and it was pretty good, but they comped it because we had been waiting for so long. We ate it, but I still left a tip because it wasn't a waitress fault. It wasn't her fault. She did everything she could possibly do. She was nice about it. She was respectful. So my thing was, okay, it's not your fault. They just didn't. Whatever they doing back there, miscommunication. They're slow back there. I still left her a tip.
Did you leave it like it would have been the bill?
Yeah, I left what I would have paid. I left like a little bit over half of what I would have paid for the food. And it was a bigger party.
Okay.
So I didn't leave. I probably ended up leaving more than the tip required. I left over half of what the food would have originally been. Because they gave us drinks and everything. He just said, it's on us. So I left, say if the whole dinner was $100, I left like $70 somewhere around there. And that all went to her. So that is completely, especially if the waitresses or waiter was doing everything they possibly could and it wasn't their fault.
Right.
You still tip them because that's their money.
$200 lunch.
Exactly.
Zero.
Now that's completely wrong.
I think completely. We've all had it, and we've all had just nightmare. And that could be a story. That could be a question one day for four questions. Your worst dining experience. I mean, those that goes without saying. We've all had them. I just can't do it. As much as we've all had a bad experience, and you just can't wait for it to be over because it's just been so bad. I just can't do it. I just can't leave zero.
Yeah.
I may not leave 20%.
Yeah, but this
but I just can't
zero.
Leave zero. I can't.
Unless
I can't,
the waiter
and I would
or
never,
waitress was just like
well,
horrible.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think.
Because I've done that with a waitress or a waitress. They've been just bad.
Yeah. That happens. But I would never also be disrespectful and leave, like, you know, pennies or coins.
Yeah. If I'm not going to leave anything, I'm not going
to
leave.
You're right. You either do zero or you got to leave a.
And I'm not going to write on the note.
15%, 10%, whatever.
I'm not going to write on a receipt. I'm not going to do any of that. Just walk out.
Yeah.
I mean, if they make an effort to make up for it, you know, that's got to be worth something.
So my answer is no. I just can't.
Mine's no.
I just can't do it.
They found a way to come back.
I won't go back. I won't go back, but
I
just can't.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't go back either.
All right, lastly and quickly, your favorite.
Number four.
Pool or beach drink is what?
I like a strawberry daiquiri with no alcohol in it.
Strawberry daiquiri and no alcohol in it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
because alcohol is just when you it's just feel weird when you're soaking up all the sun. You've been drinking a lot of alcohol. It's just in my younger days,
yeah,
but not now.
Well, what was your just with same drink with alcohol?
With alcohol or you know some kind of smooth, light, not too heavy.
Okay. Yeah. All right, we've got. I'm going to come back and get your phone calls, and we'll weigh in real quick on the other side. But we need to. Get to the break. Come back with your phone calls. Jump in there. Participate in four questions. 737-1025. You've heard them. Let's have a little fun. We'll come back and talk to you next. All right. We're going to talk to you. 737-1025. Jump in there. Let's participate. Let's have a little fun with four questions. Wayne in Spring Hill has been waiting patiently. Wayne, you're first up. Would you give up Ekholm for Matt Duchene? Let's start there.
I have gone back and forth on this, but after Derek was talking about chemistry, I have to say no. We're a Stanley Cup final team, and to lose somebody like that, it might affect the locker room. And, you know, to your point also, Darren, you mentioned we can't replace a defenseman. We can put somebody in the wing spot where Neil was, but you can't replace a defenseman this year.
But before you heard all that, were you kind of leaning the other way, you think?
I was back and forth depending on what the deal was.
Yeah.
If we had traded for Duchene and we'd given up somebody, you know, that I think we needed, I would have been really upset. But Poyle's the GM of the year for a reason. I'm sure he knows what his limits are.
Okay, so far all knows. All right, what major league sporting event would you like to attend to their draft if you had the whole VIP experience?
Oh, I'd have to go NFL. I don't care what city it's in, just to be around all those star power, and living in the South, we know football like the back of our hands. NHL, it's tough to watch the NHL draft. I'll watch and see where we're at tonight, but I'm not going to recognize that person's name probably.
Yeah, no, like you're right about that.
Okay, we know Alabama, we know Tennessee, we know Michigan State.
Yeah, name recognition is certainly not going to be easy to follow on the NHL draft for sure. Well, hopefully we'll all get to experience it, Wayne, because now that the NFL has decided, geez, let's move it around. Boy, who could have ever seen that coming? Oh, maybe I've been saying that for 10 years. It looks like they're going to keep moving around. Hopefully it'll come here.
Oh, absolutely. Could you see the NFL draft out on Broadway?
Oh, my goodness.
That'd be awesome.
My goodness. Wouldn't that be fun? All right. Have you ever left a zero tip at a restaurant?
Once.
Okay, what happened?
That's because the service was absolutely terrible. We didn't get any refills on our drinks. The food came out late. And, I mean, it wasn't late from the cook. I saw it sit on the cook's table for 5 minutes after the cook had said, it's there. It was at a Waffle House.
Hmm. Yeah, that's not good. You can see it.
Yeah, you can see it right there. Yeah, you're right. I can see my food. That's mine.
Could you just grab that? That's our order.
I can go back there and get it if you want me to.
You want me? That's ours. Can we grab that?
Oh, my goodness.
So you,
I've done that, too. I've gotten up and got my own refills also.
Oh, wow.
So you left a zero tip there.
Yes, I left 10 tips on how to be a better waitress.
All right, and finally, your favorite pool or beach drink is what?
Oh, margarita with some Patron tequila in it.
Oh.
Every time.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, you doing it right.
And he's doing with the good stuff.
Uh-huh.
Whew. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, do you want to go to Ascend Amphitheater tomorrow?
Absolutely.
All right. We're going to put you on hold. You can head over there and have some fun, Wayne. Thanks for participating.
Oh, excellent. Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll give him tickets to see the music of Led Zeppelin performed by the Nashville Symphony.
Nashville
tomorrow
Symphony.
Night at Ascend Amphitheater. That's cool.
It would be cool. Maybe he can run into... No, that was at Fontenelle.
Yeah. Yeah, but, by the way, we did give those to Marie.
Yeah, we gave them to Marie.
So Marie, we're going to need an update.
Marie, we want an update. We do. So take a picture, tweet it at us, 102, at 102.5 The Game.
Well, remember, the show she won tickets to is next Sunday.
Yeah.
So we're going to need a follow-up.
Absolutely, Marie. We want it. Pictures and all.
All right, D-Mace. It always works, so get them going.
All right, come on, people. Again, I had to do this earlier with you made the list, and everybody responded. I knew you were going to respond. I think you were just waiting on my plea. Now, here we go again. It's the second half, or final half. Well, it'd be fourth quarter right now because we're almost done. Fourth quarter, people. It's that fourth quarter rally. The Preds are making a run. Everybody's standing up. We waving the tiles. Come on. We need to bring this thing home. Four questions. Come on, answer them. Come on. I know there's a draft you want to go to, one of them. I know you got a poolside or a beachside drink. Everybody does, even if it's milk. Which I don't know why you would drink milk and it's hot. But even if it's
milk.
Yeah, chocolate milk, white milk, soy milk, it don't matter. Even if it's milk, okay? And then the the Ekholm deal. I know you have a say in that, people. I know you have a say in the Ekholm deal. And then who hasn't had a bad experience at a restaurant? And did you or did you not leave a tip? So come on, people, call in. I know you're out there. You're still hanging on with us. It's Friday. You want to start your Friday off right. That's why you're listening to our show. You want to know what we got to say, what hot topics we're going to put down. So I know you're listening. It's raining. You ain't got nothing else to do. Come on. It's Friday.
Anybody a fan of Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I like Game of Thrones.
Right? I'm not.
You're not?
I'm not familiar with it, but it's. Yeah, I mean, that's just one of those.
Oh,
I know
man.
It's very, very, very popular. I get it.
Man.
You know what we've got?
What?
We've got tickets to that out at the Gaylord Opryland Resort next Saturday.
Come on, people. I know y'all love Game of Thrones.
It's the largest ever convention for the fans of Game of Thrones.
Y'all, come on, people.
So we've got tickets. If you'll get in there and participate, and by the way, it's working.
Come on.
We'll come back. We'll load up the phone lines, and we'll get you to participate in four questions. And if you're good.
Game of Thrones.
We've got several. Chase, we got several tickets for that.
Yes.
Next Saturday.
Next Saturday is going to be warm. Come on,
July
people.
1st. We'll send you over there.
July 1st?
Opryland Hotel to go to
3 days before the 4th?
The Con of Thrones. Largest ever convention for the fans of Game of Thrones. How about that?
4-day weekend.
All right.
Starting off with that.
737-1025. We've got the lines loaded up. We'll come back and get your participation. Kathy on Twitter on Ekholm for Deshane. Aw, hell no. We'll come back with your phone calls next. Melissa on Twitter says, hey, I can't call, but I can tweet you my answers. Question one, not a chance. That was a clean. That was much cleaner than Kathy.
Exactly.
NHL draft will be your answer. Have you ever left a zero tip? No. And the drink, favorite pool or beach drink? Ice cold beer or margarita? Margarita coming in.
Margarita.
All right, we've got, by the way, we were told we have several of those tickets because at our disposal for four questions for the Con of Thrones next Saturday. So if you would like to go after you participate, if you want to go, we will put you on hold and take care of you. All right, let's go to Ray. Ray, you're up next. Welcome in.
Okay. Up right now?
You are. Would you give up Ekholm for Deshane?
You know, I'm a big fan of chemistry. I would definitely say no at this point. I have I'm just going to agree with the chemistry piece. And golly, what's not to trust about David Poile, you know?
Yeah, and that's how we feel.
You've struck a chord on the chemistry angle, D-Mace.
Yeah.
All right, so another no. No for Ray. All right, which draft would you like to attend if we gave you the VIP experience?
As far as professional sports, I just came online. Professional sports?
Yes.
Yes.
Football, basketball, baseball, and hockey.
My intensity for draft isn't that big of a deal, but I guess, I mean, I know it's not going to be soccer, you know what? I guess baseball, because we got those good Vanderbilt kids usually. Probably baseball.
Okay.
And I don't enjoy baseball. And hockey, I agree with the caller said, you know, in hockey, I don't know if I would know a lot of the names, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think baseball, I mean, outside of the SEC and Vandy, I don't know. I mean, at least you get to watch them. I mean, the college world. So, I mean, hockey, it's difficult.
Yeah, it's
because
very
most
difficult.
Of these kids.
You can't.
But in baseball, baseball and hockey, the difficult part is you get all these 18-year-olds drafted.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so it's high school kids that you have no idea unless they're local.
Uh huh. Yeah. You're right.
Right. And last time I checked, you know, we're not that close to Canada for all those individual leagues. I wish I knew more about how all that Canadian. The leagues, but again, I'm a 12-year season ticket holder, third row. I went to every one of the playoff games. But I just don't know much about the, the drafting and all that stuff.
Okay, Ray, you go out to eat. You have a dining experience that goes bad. Have you ever left a zero tip?
God, that's funny. And I'm such a restaurant guy.
My guess is by that laugh, it's a yes.
Yeah, at least once.
You know what? I just don't think I have the heart to do it because I waited tables in college. I don't think I've done a zero, but the most recent thing was I did 10%.
Mm-hmm. On a big one? On a big tab?
$800.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever done zero. Okay. I really don't.
Okay.
All right.
But you left 10% on an $80 to $100 bill just because of the bad experience?
Yes. And I didn't write anything on there, but it was I'm in kind of the restaurant business. So, I don't think I've ever done a zero. That's just absolutely murdering somebody.
You know?
That's not
right.
Good. Okay. Favorite pool or beach drink is what?
This is what I got excited about. It's called a Paloma.
Paloma.
Okay. Tell us about it.
And what it is, y'all, and I've had so many compliments on it, it's Fresca, a Reposado tequila, and basically there's a regular tequila, Reposado, and an añejo, but a Fresca, Reposado tequila, and a half of lime squeezed in there. And what you do, it's called a Paloma, and it was a magazine. I'm not going to say what the magazine was, but 2007 Drink of the Summer.
Mm.
And then, but it's a Fresca, half a lime squeezed, and then the Reposado tequila, and then you throw rock salt across the top, like margarita salt. You don't do it on the rim. You throw it across the top. And guys, I have had so many. I mean, when's the last party you went to if they had Fresca? Guys, I walked in with a 12-pack of Fresca, tequila, and a bottle of limes, or a bag of limes, and I'm like 10 for 10. People are like, what? People are like, who drinks Fresca? And y'all cut me. Y'all just hang up on me when you need to.
By the way, was that magazine the one with the good articles?
Yeah, very good articles.
and y'all can look it up. I swear to you.
PB.
And what it is, think about this. When you're out on a boat or you're on a beach and you're drinking a bunch of beer, you go back to the condo or to the house or the patio or the dock. You want something beside a beer. Cause let's say you drank, four, six, eight beers. You want something beside. And that Fresca is just magnificent, you guys. I'm telling you.
Okay. All right, Ray. We got the point. You are a big fan. If you want to go, by the way, thanks for the phone call. If you want to go, hang on the line. You guys check and see if Ray wants to go. If he does, we'll hook him up. If not, no biggie. But good stuff. So yeah. Paloma. Man, he was all
I'm
over.
I'm gonna try
that.
To make that too.
He was all over
Fresca.
That. Christian, you're up next. Christian, welcome in. Would you give up Ekholm for Duchesne?
No, I would give up one of the prospects, Girard or Fabro.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Would you give up a first-round pick and one of those guys?
Yes.
Okay.
Two of them.
Okay. All right. So still all no's, which is surprising because I've seen people out there that have said yes. All right, which draft would you want to attend if we gave you the VIP experience?
NBA.
NBA, why?
I grew up a big basketball fan. I've played basketball in high school. I just love the game.
Okay. Boy, after last night, man, it was hard to track all the trades that were going on. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was really fun.
All right, have you ever left a zero tip?
No. I used to be a server, and I would get so upset with people when they left nothing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I've always said this because I've done it to everybody, just for like 6 months of your life. Everybody should be in that industry. They should just be made to be a part of that industry, the service industry, just to understand what it means when you do something like that.
It wouldn't take 6 months. It would take like 2 hours.
No, you're right. But, I mean, 6 months to really let it soak in so you never forget it, right, the rest of your life. All right, and finally, your favorite pool or beach drink is what?
Typical Jack and Coke.
Jack and Coke.
Okay. Is that better at the pool or at the beach or both?
Either one.
Okay.
Jack and Coke.
All right. Christian, we'll put you on hold as well. You guys want to check in with Christian and see if he wants to be a part of next Saturday? We'll hook him up.
Jack and Coke is just too strong, man.
That's what I said. That one, so like, I'm not afraid. Pool and beach. Yeah.
Don't you want something smooth at the pool or the beach?
You don't want to get...
Yeah, this hammer.
You don't want to get sloppy. Exactly. Pool or the beach. That's more of like inside.
Exactly, in the house.
In the house.
Exactly, yeah.
That's the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, like, me too. Like, man,
that's
heavy.
I don't know if I want to... Because I've seen some accidents.
Yeah?
From Jack and Coke's pool and beachside. Luckily, if it's beach, you got sand.
Exactly.
I've seen things gone wrong.
Cannonball!
Have a very important announcement. Steve, you're up next. Welcome in.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
Ekholm for Duchesne, yes or no?
Yeah, I'm a gambler. In this instance, I've seen over the last year we had some injuries in our D-line, and Weber and a few others come up to pair with Yossi or Subban, and I think one of our young guys might be able to step up and claim that role. Maybe not give us as much as Ekholm would, but the addition of Duchesne in the middle gives us a much bigger scoring punch on the second line, which I think we desperately need.
Well, rest assured, they would not give you what Ekholm gives you. There would definitely be a drop-off. So, okay. All right, so we finally get our first yes. What draft would you like to attend?
So I get to see the Preds draft here with 2003 time frame was, I think.
Yep.
But I think if I'm doing the VIP experience, I'd want to hobnob with the guys in the NFL.
Okay.
See all the stars and everyone else that shows up for that kind of event.
Sure. And like I said, hopefully we'll all get to experience that together somewhere down the road. The NFL should bring it here.
Absolutely.
If they're smart. By the way, the NHL Network today, Steve, was showing the 2003 draft here in Nashville.
Yeah, it was a good time. It was a lot of fun watching our boys get drafted there, especially what we got out of that draft.
If you say so. I wasn't here. I was looped up on some drugs. Have you ever left a zero tip?
I have. Actually, on the first date with my wife, we had a horrible experience at a local restaurant. We got drinks, sat there for the better part of 30 minutes without ever having a chance to get an order from our waiter or waitress. I don't remember the time now. And it's the only time I've ever done it, but I walked up to the manager, handed him enough money to cover the drinks, and walked out.
Ooh, no note or anything, just gave it to the manager. That's interesting. That's basically leaving your note.
Exactly.
Precisely.
Yeah. All right, and your favorite pool or beach drink is what?
Yeah, I'm actually of the whiskey variety as well. I'll take a Crown and Coke or a Lynchburg lemonade if I'm sitting by the pool. You won't catch me beachside. I don't like where sand ends up.
I can do the lemonade, but the what was the other drink?
The Crown and Coke.
Yeah, Crown and Coke. Okay.
Once again, that's like that's just starting getting yeah, a little sloppy. Is,
exactly, get a little sloppy.
Same thing's gone bad. All right, good stuff, Steve. Steve went off the board. You guys check in with him, see if he wants to be a part of that out of Gaylord next Saturday. He kind of had some different answers, right? Yeah. He said yes on that comb for Duchesne, and a yes on a zero tip. 737-1025, 737-1025. Get in there and participate. Let's go to Jake in Cool Springs. Jake, welcome in.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Would you do Ekholm for Duchesne?
That's a tricky one because, if you, I mean, watching the playoffs, I definitely think missing Neal loses our scoring option. But I like you guys' point that we will lose a lot on the defensive end. So, to go with the previous answer, I guess I just have to say no on the factor of chemistry. If you could put a package together, the draft pick or something else, I'd be interested.
Okay. So that was a slight no. Is that what I got from that? Okay. Seemed like you were kind of on the fence a little bit.
I am. If we can work something out.
I was going to say, I feel like you could be talked into something.
We can work something out. I'm just not going to give him one.
Okay. Work a deal out. Come and talk to me.
By the way, we're getting a lot of variety on the draft. I like that. People are all over the place bringing up different ones. All right, which draft, if we were to give you the VIP experience, would you accept?
Hands down, without question, the NFL.
Okay.
Okay.
Tell us why.
Don't hate me, but I'm a longtime Cowboys fan. I'm also an Oklahoma Sooners fan, so just going back there and spending time with the guys, just kind of taking in the whole experience, see what it's like, I think that would be a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Okay. Fair enough. Have you ever left a zero tip?
Yes. My wife and I are both have been servers for a long period of time throughout college and everything, so we have a pretty stiff grading standard. 20%, if you do a good job, you get that. If you don't do a good job, we'll let you know.
You'll let them know by a zero or just 10, 15? What do you take it a little bit further?
It depends upon the severity of the bad service. If it's really bad service, it depends.
Okay. I mean, I can understand that. Yeah. It's they didn't do a bad job, but they didn't do a good job. So I'm not going to leave you the regular. I'm not going to leave you 15, 20%. I'll leave you 6, 7%.
And if you do a good job, I'll leave you more than the 20.
Yeah. So
do you ever leave a note or ever say anything?
Yeah, we had outstanding service one time, and so the wife actually left a really good note for her, and we gave her a very generous tip.
I'll tell you one pet peeve of mine. I always, and sometimes I have in the past, just because I've eaten out so much, I've told the servers, like, just a heads up, don't ever say this to a customer. It's just when I can't stand when they say, do you want your change? You want some change? Do you want me to bring back your change?
No, just bring it back. And I will do what I need to do.
Exactly. Just bring it back. Don't ask.
Or if sometimes I just say, don't worry about it. Just take it.
Right. It's,
say,
no, but that's one thing. Yeah. Of course I've done that. Uh-huh. Like, hey, just keep the rest. But you don't say to the customer,
do you want your change?
Do you want me to bring back your change?
Yeah.
Yes.
So do you guys say Coke or do you guys say soda when you?
I'm a soda. I'm a soda guy. I say soda.
Yeah. I don't say Coke. I say soda.
Soda or pop.
Pop.
Yeah, pop. Because I'm from up north. Coke. Yeah.
My pet peeve is when you say, I want a Coke. They're like, okay, I'll bring you a Coca-Cola. And they're like, no, I wanted a Dr. Pepper.
That's not a Coke.
That's Coca-Cola.
He meant something in the Coke family.
Exactly. That's not Coke. It's Dr. Pepper.
All right, last thing, your favorite pool or beach drink is what?
I don't drink, so I'd have to probably go with like a Dr. Pepper.
All right, there we go, a Coke.
Back to the Dr. Pepper. Okay, well, Jake, we'll put you on hold, and we'll find out if you want to go. Be a part of next Saturday. If so, we will hook you up. 737-1025. Let's go to Tara. Tara, welcome in. Would you trade Ekholm for Duchesne?
Probably not. I would say a no.
Okay. All right. Gotcha.
But you didn't seem definitive on that. I feel like just like the previous caller, maybe you could be talked into it.
Maybe if we ask her like in another 30 minutes, she's like,
yeah. What? Okay.
After thinking about it, yeah.
It didn't seem like a hard no.
No, it's not a hard no. It's a maybe.
Okay. All right. What draft would you like to attend if we gave you the VIP experience?
I would love to have the Predators.
So you'd like to go to the NHL draft?
Yes.
Okay. We should be in line for that again soon.
Hope so.
I would think. 2003, that's been enough time. All right, have you ever left a zero tip?
I've left a $2 tip.
A $2 tip on what size tab? What was your bill?
It was $15,
$20. Okay. So that's 10%.
Right.
Okay. And finally, your favorite pool or beach drink is what?
It would be a White Russian.
White Russian. Surprised it took that long for that answer. Tara, thanks for the phone call. Have a great weekend.
You too.
737-1025. Let's go to Ryan. Ryan, you're up next. Would you trade Ekholm for Duchesne?
No, I would say just because, you know, with Johansson getting hurt this past finals, you never really got to see what could have happened. So I'd say hold tight with what you got and just see what happens. That's what I say on that.
Okay. A no and hold tight. All right. What draft would you like to attend?
I would say I like to attend the NBA draft because it just feels more – players are more accessible, more interactive to me. Because like the NFL, I love the NFL, but it's like it's kind of like the NFL kind of distances the majority of the players. I mean, you get access to a few, but not all.
Yeah, and I feel like the NBA players go more. They attend more than any of the other ones. Well, hockey, they have good attendance in hockey too, but I feel like the NFL players are starting to go away from attending.
Yeah, they are.
Is that fair to say?
Yeah, you're right.
Like
they'd rather stay at home.
I felt like they go at the NBA draft.
Right.
Although I don't know why they would grab a hat. Like I would say, are you sure?
Are you 100% sure?
Are you sure you want me to put this hat on?
Because you might get traded. Exactly.
Because by the time you hit the first step, you may have already been traded.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan, have you ever left a zero tip?
No, I haven't, man. I'm from the tree. My mom always taught me you never really know what somebody's going through. Or you never really know the whole situation, so somebody just could be having a lot going on at home, or you just never know. So I always leave a tip. But if you do a really good job, I will ask. Only time I ask to see your manager is if I want to give you a compliment to your manager. I never leave a note. I just feel it's better to actually tell your manager that you're doing a good job.
I've done that. I like that. That's good. I've done that too. When you get really extraordinary, great service, I always try to go out of the way to say something. To somebody to say, hey, so-and-so, you find out their name.
They did
so-and-so,
a great job.
They did a great job.
Yeah.
That's good. All right, Ryan, your favorite pool or beach drink is what?
Y'all going to laugh at me, man, but it's pineapple and Red Bull.
Pineapple and Red Bull.
Yeah.
Really? What, you just want to stay up all night? What? What's the deal?
Say what?
You say you want to stay up all night?
No, I don't know. Somehow, man, they mellow each other out, man. It's... So you never get, you know, you never get, wow, man, I can't walk, and you never get overexcited, man. They just mellow each other out and they go down smooth.
Huh,
But you can't overdo it, though, because if you overdo it, you're going to be in trouble.
Okay. Good tip. Ryan, have a great weekend.
All right, man.
Mellows you out.
But if you go a little bit too heavy,
you get a little crazy.
You'd be like me and Ricky.
Oh, boy. You don't want that. Nobody
Absolutely.
That's going to do it for our show today. That's good stuff.
It's great, man. It's a great show.
Everybody enjoy your weekend.
Be safe.
Enjoy the NHL draft. We'll certainly have a lot to discuss on Monday. D-Mace, you have a good one.
See you guys in a few weeks.
Maccababe, you too. You're going
have
on
fun.
Vacay.
I am.
Have fun on Vacay. We'll get all the details when you get back.
Absolutely. He going to chronicle his
whole
thing.
Oh, he will.
Thing.
Oh,
yeah.
He will.
Yeah. Send us pics, as D-Mace did. We'll talk to you Monday morning at 10 a.m. We'll see you then.
Bailey, DJ Nashville, I love ya.